Your Dream, a monthly talk show with a new direction. The highlight of the show will now be making the best of the rest of your life. And I couldn't be more excited about it. I am your host for the show. I'm Lissa Marquardt, and I am a certified career and life coach. My passion remains guiding others to find and live theirs, but I just have a little bit of a new twist. And that new twist came about when I was driving from Sandpoint to the San Juan Islands and then down to McCall and back, which was about 16 hours of driving time. My son, who suggested that I read the book Outlive, The Art and Science of Longevity by Dr. Peter Attia, gave me a good idea for while I was driving to make good use of that time, and I got the book on Audible, and coincidentally, it was just about 16 hours of listening, so it worked out to be the perfect travel companion. Especially because it's all about the quality of your life for the longevity of your life and what you can do to enhance that. And that is super important to me as a woman in my 60s who values the quality of her life and all aspects of it. So I was fascinated by it, and it just opened my mind to the fact that there's a lot of other people in the same boat as I am, and that there are things that we can do now to enhance the quality of our future. So fortunately, I was able to have my son, Kenny Marquardt, the co-founder of Sandpoint Strength and Conditioning, come in last month and talk about the benefits of sustaining exercise throughout the rest of your life. And this month, I get to have my daughter-in-law, Jen Marquardt, who is also a co-founder of Sandpoint Strength and Conditioning and also Flourish Nutrition Coaching. And she is an expert in the field of nutrition. And she is going to share with us her favorite tips for creating sustainable health habits, not just for the new year, but for a lifetime. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Hydra on 2nd and Lake is Sandpoint's original steakhouse. Stop in today for lunch or dinner.
The Hydra Steakhouse opens 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Come on in for nightly specials, famous prime rib, seafood, chicken, and pasta dinners. Or swing into the lounge with a full bar, try a tasty appetizer, and check out the house-made signature cocktails, beer, and wine.
Come on back to the Hydra for lunch or dinner today. The Hydra, 2nd and Lake in Sandpoint.
AGE Heating and Cooling in Sandpoint is your locally family-owned and operated Lennox Premier Dealer. What does that mean to you? Premier dealers are among the select few in the industry who uphold exceptional service, product training, and high customer satisfaction, earning and maintaining a 4-plus star rating among customers. That's the premier difference. Working with AGE Heating and Cooling is one of the smartest decisions you can make for your home comfort. Call today, 208-603-2210, or visit online at ageheatingandcooling.com. ID HVAC Contractors License Number 059041.
Hi, this is Chad Young from the EasyHomeBuyer.com, Spokane and Coeur d'Alene's trusted cash home buyer. Despite record interest rate increases and home values dropping, I am still buying houses. If you own a house and want to sell as is in as little as 1 week, call me for your fair cash offer at 208-877-6000. We've helped hundreds of sellers in the area sell fast for cash and pay no commissions or fees. We are the highest rated cash home buying company in our area because we guarantee a closing and we care about our customers. We are a local, family-owned company that buys houses, vacant land, and apartments. To get your free cash offer today, visit us online at theeasyhomebuyer.com or call us at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000. Play that catchy jingle.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
Time has proven to be a good judge of quality. When something stands the test of time, you know it's good. Steve here with Pacific Steel and Recycling in Ponderay. Pacific is a 100% employee-owned company that has been delivering great steel products and providing convenient, quality recycling services for more than a century. Here in Ponderay for more than 30 years. So if it's structural steel you need, or just looking to turn your metal trash into cash, visit Pacific Steel and Recycling, located at 1000 Triangle Drive in Ponderay.
You know what nobody misses? Dial-up internet. The same goes for monthly checking account fees. P1FCU's Ascend Checking is free. Plus, it has all sorts of free benefits, like remote deposit, credit score monitoring, and more. Meanwhile, some people are paying as much as $12 a month for their checking. Some things should just be free. Open your P1FCU Ascend Checking today at p1fcu.org/free. Insured by NCUA.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream monthly talk show. It's now got a new twist, and it is how to make the best of the rest of your life. I'm your host for the show. I am Lissa Marquardt, and I am a certified life coach. Today, my guest is Jen Marquardt, and she is the co-founder of Sandpoint Strength and Conditioning and also Flourish Nutrition Coaching. And before we went to break, I was explaining how I had got this new twist for the show and my career coach or my coaching because of the fact that I was listening to a book by Dr. Peter Attia on basically there's three pillars to enhance the longevity of your life. Number one being exercise, number two being nutrition, and number three being mental well-being. And I was thinking about this morning. Jen, anyways, welcome to the show. Glad to have you.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And I remember this moment. I was standing on the landing on the staircase in my house, and you and Kenny were on the couch. And I got this idea in my head. I go, okay, Kenny's into fitness and coaching, and Jen is into nutrition and food, and I'm doing life coaching. And I said to you guys, at least in my mind, I remember saying, we have all the important aspects to give people a better quality of life. Do you by any chance remember me saying
that? I don't remember that, but I can like absolutely, you know, remember that or like understand where that came from 100%. Yeah.
It was just all of a sudden I was like, oh gosh, you know, all three of us, we have something to bring to the table that I think they really are the most important components, and everything else kind of trickles down from there. So I just love the fact that you guys have launched so well into your own respectful passions and how you're helping people in your way and how it all weaves together. So having the opportunity to have listened to the book Outlive and having Peter Attia kind of have the same perspectives on how, you know, what enhances the quality of your life. It's awesome. So thank you for being here today and covering the nutritional side of it so that we can help people to, you know, get off with a good start in the new year. And I know that that's one of the things that we were kind of talking about is that here it is, January 10th. So many people that you talk to in the month of December, it's like they've had lots of fun eating, lots of fun drinking, lots of fun not exercising and just getting other things done, which is awesome. And that's what this holidays can be about. But they also tend to set some pretty lofty goals for those New Year's resolutions. And I would say, and I think that you even happen to know some statistics on things like this about the fact that, you know, it doesn't take that long to fall off of the bus when you set your sights a little bit high. So anyways, what are your thoughts on that, on the fact that, you know, people kind of go into January 1 with these high and mighty expectations, and sometimes by January 10th, they're pretty much out the window.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, this is really, I think the first thing to understand is like, it's very normal. Like if you've experienced this, if it's January 10th for you and you're like, what was that resolution I said 9 days ago? That's really normal, and it's because people tend to set these resolutions that are absolutely unachievable. They're not realistic. They're not lined up with their current skills and, like, habit level, which is something I want to talk about today, is, like, choosing goals that align with where you're at right now, yeah, right? We want to envision this future version of ourselves. We want to get really clear on who we want to become, but we have to be really honest about where we're starting from, too.
Yes, 100%.
So something, I think the statistic is like 9% of people who set a New Year's resolution actually end up following through and completing that resolution. So less than 10%, right?
Wow.
What that tells us, and I think like the good news here is it's not you, it's the method we're using, right? Like it's the yes. way we're approaching it. You're not broken. You don't, it's not your willpower. It's just that the way you're going about it isn't helpful for how you want to get there. And you need a little bit of help coming up with a more realistic strategy.
Absolutely. And I'm just guessing, and you know the statistics and probably a lot more reason for it, but I'm guessing it's because we do have so much fun, say, in December, because traditionally there's all the things we remember as kids and, you know, the fun opportunities we have to get together and eat and enjoy things that in our mindset, it's like, well, January 1st, I'm just going to fix all this and get this all taken care of. So how does that all play together?
That's like a very deeply layered question, yes. I think. It comes down to a few things we're going to talk about today, mindset and all or nothing thinking, right? So a lot of it is how we're – like it is possible to navigate December. And you and I talked about this over the holidays a little bit. It's like you can navigate December next year in a better way that doesn't leave you feeling this way at the 1st of January. And then also there's a lot of mindset around like guilt and shame, right? Guilt and shaming our choices.
Yes.
And It's a natural piece of the process, but it's not a helpful piece of the process. And so really trying to get into more of like giving ourselves that grace and love, but also being really honest about where we're at right now. And also understanding that if this is something we need to make a lifestyle change, we're not going to fix it in 4 weeks. It's not possible.
No.
Think of anything you've ever learned before, right? Like
exactly.
Anything that was difficult, like health and nutrition and mindset, like all of those things are skills that we're acquiring, right? And we don't just get good at them in 4 weeks. We get good at them in a year and 2 years and 3 years of
yes.
practice. And so where I think we can get better with New Year's resolutions is – one, like first be more realistic, and then secondly, developing habits and skills so that next year you don't have to set a New Year's resolution about your health, right? Like, wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Love that. Absolutely. Yeah, to be sustainable is way better than having to start all over again.
100%.
So when you, did you see an increase in people like showing up on your doorstep, like, oh my gosh, help me, or I'm looking, I need to undo all the damage I've done, you know, in the last couple of weeks in January or in December? Like, I'm just curious, like, I know gyms always fill up in January. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering if people are also mindful about the fact that I probably better change my eating habits or create some different ones.
Generally, what I see is that people will try and do it themselves in January.
Okay.
So they're going to try and do it themselves. They're going to think that it's just a matter of willpower, and they're going to try it for 4 weeks, and then they're going to fail.
Mm.
Hopefully they don't, right? Like some people
sure.
don't. But if this sounds familiar to you, just know that it's like a pretty normal. And then I get really busy at like in March and April and May because what happens is we kind of let it slide and then we can say to ourselves like, well, it doesn't really matter because I'm just wearing like sweaters and leggings anyways right now, right? And I'm obviously being a little tongue-in-cheek about the just like the body composition stuff, but
sure.
really so much of this is deeply entwined in how we feel, our energy levels, our confidence. Like it's a much bigger picture here. But then I get really busy, March, April, and May when people kind of start to realize, you know, doing it on my own isn't actually working and I need some more accountability and I need a community and I need to be part of something that's bigger than just me and my goal.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, because I do, you know, it is one of those things. It's like everybody does have a good intention, but yeah, they sometimes just don't go into it with a strategy or, you know, the knowledge base that you can say you don't need to just cut back to like eating 100 calories a day or whatever to try to make this happen quickly for yourself.
My job as a coach is to kind of understand what's important to you, understand where you're starting from, and then help you identify. It's the same thing you do with life coaching, right? It's like, my job is to bring some expertise and some knowledge, but to help you identify what the thing that's going to move the needle the most for you is, and then help you set a goal that's realistic for that.
Love that. Love that. And so as far as the clients that, you know, kind of show up and have these intentions at the beginning of the year, do you have to kind of reel them in a little bit on what it is that is like doable and sustainable? Is that something that's kind of a big challenge?
I would say it's just a natural piece of my job because it doesn't matter if it's the new year or it's, you know, September, people tend to, our eyes are bigger than our habits, right? Yes. And so I kind of will look at, okay, what have you been doing previously, right? Mm-hmm. What has been working? And then like, how do we build on that thing? So we'll talk a lot about additive habits versus subtractive habits. So an additive habit is like, hey, I want you to eat more protein. Okay, so we're going to set a protein goal. You're eating more of this thing, right? Let's add some steps in. Let's add some water in, right? Those are all things that our brain really loves, like an addition of something versus a subtraction. So a lot of people will tend to want to set subtractive goals. So they'll say, I'm going to cut out sugar completely. These are the things I hear in the new year. I'm going to cut out sugar completely. I'm never drinking alcohol again. I'm going to, you know, work out 7 days a week, which is in terms like kind of a, like that's taking time away from you, right?
Right.
And my goal is to say, okay, I love your intention here. That's fantastic. But I want you to take that goal and I want you to shrink it, right? And I want you to make it half as big as you just said it. And let's see if you can hit it there.
There you go.
And if you can, then let's add a little bit more. But we want to always, like the science and the research shows that if we can celebrate the small wins, we're absolutely more prone to continue and to create this as a lifestyle change. Right. And so what you want to do is make it so easy. Like in the first week someone comes into my program, I'm like, I want this to feel so easy. It feels stupid, right? Like I want you to be like, duh, Jen, I can absolutely do this, right? If it feels that way, we're on the right track. If start to have these thoughts of like, how am I going to do this? And like, you're not going to be successful.
Yeah. Or you don't want him to go, oh gosh, I have to go see Jen and I didn't do it.
I want you to come back to me and say, I nailed it this
exactly.
week.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I almost started laughing because I had a friend of mine who said that he goes, I have to quit drinking after the new year. And I go, well, why is that? And I said, well, are you going to give up drinking forever? And he said, no. He goes, but this is what happens. I come home from work and I pour a glass of wine to kind of unwind. And then I pour another glass of wine to make dinner. And then I have a glass of wine with dinner. And then I have a glass of wine while I'm doing the dishes. And he said, and then the problem comes in because after drinking that whole bottle of wine, then that bag of chips doesn't look like such a bad thing. And then I eat the whole bag of chips before I go to bed.
I want you to know that's a very common, like I've heard that story multiple times, right? And alcohol, like, yeah, we could get very far into alcohol and all of those things. But in that situation, one of the things I would suggest is looking at like, hey, maybe we try and have one glass of wine, right? And maybe you try and add like a really delicious seltzer or something at the beginning of the night, and then you have your wine with dinner, and then you close that bottle and you put it away, right? Or perhaps we try just drinking on the weekends, right? And moderating it that way and getting it out of like the day-to-day vernacular. Everybody's different. What works for everyone is different. And that's why coaching is really helpful, because we can help you dig in and figure out what the thing that's going to move the needle for you is. Yeah. It's not a one-size-fits-all approach.
Yeah, and I love that. Just a different strategy. Or you buy a really nice bottle of wine and you just like enjoy a glass of it every day because it's super expensive or whatever. But yeah, love that. Anyway, it's time for us to go to break, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Make the most of your holiday season at Winter Ridge Natural Foods. will do the heavy lifting for you with curbside shopping available 7 days a week with no pickup fees or minimums. Our expert shoppers take your list, check it twice, and ensure your grocery list is picked with the utmost care and quality. Shop the entire Winter Ridge world from the comfort of your home. Shop online now at winterridgefoods.com. Winter Ridge, your community choice at the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
Bull riding, the perfect fusion of strength, skill, and pure willpower. Professional bull riders aren't just athletes. They're daredevils with cowboy souls. Come experience the true modern West, where 8 seconds of glory will create a lifetime of memories. It's PBR Spokane at Spokane Arena, Saturday, January 13th. Tickets available at ticketswest.com, PBR.com, and the Spokane Arena box office. Hold on tight. The ride of your life is about to begin.
Live comedy returns to the Panada Theater in Sandpoint on Saturday, January 13th, as Philip Kopinski presents this year's Comedy Avalanche series, this month starring Andrew Rivers.
I have a friend that has a service dog, but it's a chihuahua. I'm like, I don't think that counts. She's like, no, it helps with my anxiety. I'm like, the dog shakes more than you do. I think your service dog needs a service dog.
As seen on Dry Bar Comedy and Laughs on Fox, don't miss Andrew Rivers with special guests live on the Panada stage in Sandpoint Saturday, January 13th. Tickets are just $25 in advance and available now at panada.org. Don't miss this great night of comedy this Saturday. For tickets and more info, go to philipcopcomedy.com or panada.org. Start the new year off right by visiting Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Lake RV for all your service, repairs, and RV parts. Winter is the perfect time for repairs, maintenance, and upgrades. We work on RVs, travel, horse, and utility trailers. Work includes roof repairs, furnaces, plumbing, electrical, wire harnesses, brakes, bearing packs, trailer hitches, and more. Swing by Lake RV at 1200 Fontaine Drive in Ponderay, off Highway 95, just behind the co-op, or online at lakerv.com. Lake RV for all things RVs and trailers since 1993.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, and I'm your host for the show. My name is Sissa Marquardt, and I am a certified life coach. And the highlight of the show is Make the Best of the Rest of Your Life. My guest today is Jen Marquardt, and she is the founder and owner of Nutrition Life Flourish Nutrition Coaching. Yes, exactly. Anyways, and she's here to talk about the importance of nutrition in as being one of the pillars of our life and giving us, health and well-being in the longevity of the amount of time that we have left on this life, and to just be able to weave into it different strategies that she's identified as ways of sustaining good, healthy habits. So we were just talking over break about another one that's a great one to talk about. So do you want to share that with us?
Yeah. I mean, I think if you're going to really learn about one thing this year, if you're going to combat one thing this year, and if you've had a history of kind of like starting and stopping over and over again, which most people do, right? We got to look into the all or nothing thinking side of things and like what your belief about like nutrition and exercise and all that looks like. And a lot of people believe that if they're not doing it 100%, it doesn't count, yep. Right? And I used to fall into that category too. Like, well,
me too.
And okay, I'm going to describe a scenario that I think most people are going to like raise their hands and say, yep, that is totally me. So you go into the weekends and you're like, okay, so first your expectation is set incorrectly, right? Because you go into the weekends and you're like, I'm going to be perfect this weekend. I'm not going to drink. I'm not going to have any sort of like joy food is what we call it in Flourish, like a joy meal. I'm not going to have any of those things. I'm going to work out every single day. Like, this is who I am. And then Friday night, you go to happy hour and maybe you had a hard day at work. And all of a sudden you find yourself like saying yes to that drink that you were like 100% sure you were going to say no to, right? And then you have the drink and this is the thought that goes through your head. Well, screw it. I already had the drink, so I might as well order the burger, right? So then you get the burger, which we can talk, we could talk more about why a burger isn't necessarily always a bad choice, but let's, I'm just using these as whatever. Sure. There's no good or bad. There's no morality in food. We're just using examples.
Good point. Yes.
So you have the burger and then you're like, well, I have the burger, so I'm going to have two more beers. And then you wake up the next morning, you kind of feel like crap. And then you start beating yourself up because you're like, see, you can't do it. I said I was going to do it and I failed. Oh, I already failed. Well, I'm just going to have pancakes for breakfast and I'll start again Monday. Right? Like, how familiar does that sound?
Very familiar. Very familiar.
And while it's easy to get in that mindset, the truth is like, that way of thinking is only perpetuating the spiral, right? And so a couple things that we really work on with clients is, A, let's talk specifically about going into a weekend. Like, go into the weekend with a realistic plan, just like we talked about. Yep. Like, that plan that you created is setting you up for failure, right? So you have to go in thinking, what is the worst case scenario here? And then how am I going to make a plan for that scenario, right? Like, we always want to plan for best case. We always want to say, like, oh, everything's going to be perfect. We plan for that, and then we're surprised when things fall apart. We need to plan for, like, the hardest scenario or the worst case scenario. And
so give us an example.
Okay, so I think the example would be, okay, so what happens if I go in and I do have that drink, right? So giving yourself that like a little bit of margin to say, okay, like there is a chance that I might decide that drink is worth it to me at that moment. And if I do, what is my plan after that, right? And so a lot of times what we talk about is just make your next choice a healthy one. So one of the best ways that we can get out of all or nothing thinking is to realize that every choice is an opportunity, right? Sure. Every choice is a – we can make a decision that votes for our health. And sometimes we're going to make a decision to vote for joy and enjoyment, right? And that's okay. But when we, A, plan for it, so when we decide, hey, I'm probably going to have a burger and drink on Friday night. That's something that feels important to me, right? Great. When we plan for it, then we get to go into that scenario with zero guilt because we're not going in with an unrealistic plan. Yes. We're going in knowing exactly what we're going to do.
Love that.
We can enjoy it. And then we just make the next choice a healthy one. And this is what we like. This is how you find that balance. This is everyone's always saying, like, I want a lifestyle. Well, the first step to creating a lifestyle when it comes to nutrition and fitness is making like it realistic and sustainable. And part of making it realistic and sustainable is getting to enjoy those things, right?
Sure.
It's not restricting. So how we get out of all or nothing, the first is like finding that balance between the foods you love and enjoying social engagements with also the foods that make you feel really good and give you energy and help you reach your goals. And it is a balance. It isn't all or nothing.
Absolutely true. And, you know, and I use that statement a lot with my clients. So, like, if this happens, what, you know, then what is your follow through going to be on that one? Mm-hmm. You know, and it doesn't matter what the situation is, but you're exactly right. It's like to have a plan as opposed to the wheels all fell off. What the hell? I'm just going to keep going with it. But to, you know, to just know that sometimes those things happen and to just set yourself up for, okay, I can still have a plan and I can still have the outcomes that I'm looking for.
Yeah. And so then let's talk about like, okay, so what happens if you make the plan and you don't stick to the plan?
Right.
So in that scenario, listen, I said this earlier, it's like nutrition and health and all of this, it's a skill. We're developing a skill. So just like if your kid was riding a bike, like I a lot of times will tell my clients like, okay, if your kid was in this situation, like what would you do? How would you encourage them to talk to yourselves? Right. So it's like, okay, your kid's riding a bike, they fall down, right?
Right.
totally normal. Okay, so tell me a little bit about, like, why you think you fell. Like, were you not looking straight ahead enough? Were you wobbling on your wheels? Like, what can we do better next time? Same is true for health and nutrition. Like, we are not meant to be good at this at the very beginning. Like, you are starting a new part of your journey, and you have to have this learning mindset of, I'm just going to try and get better next time. So we look at, like, okay, what was the environment, right? So what environment was I walking into, and was it supportive, right? Like, how did I walk into that environment? Did I have a stressful day? Had I not eaten enough food throughout the day? Was I dehydrated? Did I have a rough conversation before I walked? And so we can start to understand what the triggers are, right? Sure. We can start to say, oh, okay, well, you hadn't eaten since 9 a.m. that morning. You were starving. Going into a bar with alcohol and a burger, like, you're probably going to have a little bit more of a difficult, like, you're hungry and your body just wants food, and it's not going to go through that, like, more mindful process to get to a good choice.
Or you could be in a celebratory mode. You know, it's like, okay, go with it.
Which is fine. And so just own it, understand it, choose to then just say, like, okay, how would I do this better next time? And maybe the answer is, I wouldn't. I'm totally fine with how I showed up. Like, you and I both know, like, we, I think, have a really good balance of, like, we're eating healthy whole foods, like, 90% of the time. But then, like, definitely the last week between Christmas and New Year's, like,
all bets are off.
All bets are off. We had a lot of fun. But what I didn't do on January 1st was say, see, I'm bad.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
See, this is just proof that I'm bad and I can't.
And now I have to punish myself.
And now I have to punish myself. Yeah. It was just like, I made those choices. I'm fine with them. And now I'm going to move on. Because when you can start, like, part of getting out of all or nothing thinking is getting out of only dieting and restriction for the purpose of making yourself smaller.
That's a very good point.
When we get into the, I eat healthy whole foods, I nourish my body, I love my body, and I love the way these foods make me feel.
100%, yeah.
I have more energy, I'm more clear, I'm better with my kids, I'm more present with my spouse. Like, then we can start, it's so easy to jump back into the habit because it's not just about how our body looks.
No, that is so true. And I really think when I became aware of the fact that I actually felt better when I ate better and I didn't overeat, that became way more motivating to me than what the scale looked like or how, you know, how my clothes fit. It was like, how do I feel? Because I just came to realize that I could overeat and be miserable for 1 to 2 hours, or I could eat a reasonable amount of food, even if it wasn't necessarily the healthiest of food. But if I ate a reasonable amount, I didn't go through that torture and suffering afterwards, that and having no energy and everything else. So I think that's a really good point, is how does that food make you feel? It's kind of, you know, one of the biggest rewards that you get by eating healthy.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, emotional eating and overeating, like, it's a method of coping, right? And it works really well from, like, it is a soothing mechanism, and it absolutely works. And so the other thing I really encourage clients to do is, like, if that's something you're struggling with, you know, start to make a list of other things you can do besides eat for stress relief, right? So, like, I'll have them literally put that list on their fridge of, like, maybe I can go for a walk. Maybe I want to knit. Maybe I want to journal. Maybe I want to call a friend. Like, what are the things that give you that same response? Do that thing first, right? Yep. Wait 10, 15 minutes. Then you can assess whether it's emotional or hunger. Right. And what we need, like, this break between, like, our initial desire and urge to, like, quell that emotion.
Yeah. I think people sometimes just eat because they're bored, and it's, you know, it's something that we traditionally do to kind of pass some time. And usually for the most part, it's enjoyable. But yeah, there certainly are other ways to find some joy and happiness that don't necessarily involve opening the refrigerator or the cupboard. So, yeah, I think that's a great idea to put a list on where you might be most tempted to go. Mm-hmm. So awesome. Well, it's time for us to take another break. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Sandpoint Superdrug has everything you need in one place. Stop in now for the best selection on gifts and housewares. Check out their hardware department for your winter maintenance. Traction sand, snow shovels, ice melt, to easy heat products that can help keep your surroundings safe.
Visit their nutrition center for your health needs and talk to an associate about their new clinical services now available. Happy New Year from Sandpoint Superdrug on Fifth Avenue, serving Sandpoint for over 50 years.
Best Western Plus Ponderay Mountain Lodge. Enjoy spacious guest rooms with free Wi-Fi. It's dog-friendly, but call early. Rooms are limited. Best Western Plus offers free breakfast, has a conference room for meetings, and you can relax in the indoor pool and hot tub. It's the closest hotel to Schweitzer Mountain Resort, located next to Suite Luz, where you can walk to dine. Call today and book your reservation at the Best Western Plus Ponderay Mountain Lodge.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Don't miss out on limited-time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today, because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 1-4 through 1-24. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
The final horse now in the gate, and they're off. They're starting off with a double toe loop jump, leaving a difficult 7-10 split as there's movement on the inside rail. Only 9 pins separate them now as they head to the final quarter mile. They're neck and neck. It's down to the last frame. Here comes the actual jump. They bundled their home and auto insurance with Progressive. Win, strike, savings, gold.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere. All at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show helping you to discover how to make the best of the rest of your life. And I am your host for the show. I am Lisa Marquardt, and I am a certified life coach. My guest today is Jen Marquardt, and she is the co-owner and founder of Flourish Nutrition Coaching, and she has been talking to us about how to create sustainable health habits that you can use not only now, but for the rest of your life. And she's come up with some great ideas, and I think we are only going to have time for about one more. So what's your next favorite one to talk about?
So I think really what it comes down to is we can talk about all these habit things, we can talk about all these mindset shifts, but having support and accountability as you make a change is really huge. And that can come in the form of a lot of different things. That can come in the form of a friend that you're doing it with. It can come. I will say that I have not ever really seen spouses be great at being accountability partners.
Probably a very good point.
Ladies, I'm specifically talking to asking your husband to help you with that. I personally have experienced that not going well in my own life, and not the best thing for your marriage. So, but finding support and accountability, and that is obviously what I offer in my nutrition coaching business, but I really feel like I hear people a lot say, and again, this is like a mindset thing of like, well, I'm just one of those people who needs accountability, right? Like, I guess I just can't do it on my own. Like, No one can gag. I mean, most people can't. Most, because if we go back to the, like, looking at this as a skill, like, let's keep going back to that. Like, this is a skill. This is a muscle. It's something that we're exercising. It's something that we're learning to get better at, right? Anything we've learned, we've had a teacher or a coach to help us along Absolutely. The way, right? And so you're not broken.
No.
But you can make a choice to do it differently and to set yourself up for success. And part of that is having accountability, right? Like,
sure.
My clients will say all the time, and accountability looks different for everyone. Like, what my clients use me for is different from client to client to client.
Sure.
And sometimes we're diving into really deep things and we're trying to uncover the why behind something, right? Like, why does the same thing keep happening over and over again? Sometimes it's just like a cheerleader and knowing that someone is looking at your food log and like paying attention, and the like, we're all motivated by different things. And if you are somebody who is externally motivated, so you're like somebody who definitely is more of a people pleaser, like that's who you are, you maybe have a harder time keeping your promises to yourself, but you have no problem keeping your promises to other people.
Sure.
Me.
Yes.
Forever. Then accountability is probably going to work really, really well for Absolutely. You.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, and if you're somebody who's kind of a rebel and you just march to the beat of your own drum, like, you probably don't need accountability in the first place because you're not going to listen to anybody. You're just going to do what you want to do.
Right.
But,
right. Exactly.
If you are somebody that has a trouble keeping promises to yourself, then getting some coaching and accountability and building some habits to help with that is worth an investment all day long, in my opinion.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I think this is true throughout the coaching world too. I think that especially if you are paying someone to be your accountability partner, there's a whole different level of buy-in. It's not just that somebody's got eyes on what you're doing and they do care about you and they want you to succeed, but it's that you're exchanging the money that you have put energy into earning into accomplishing a goal. And that's really what money's all about. So, I mean, there is, I remember when I first coached, I was like, oh, I would just do this for free. And I did when I was first getting certified because I needed the hours for my certification. And people just didn't take it that seriously because free equals, oh, it can't be that good.
100%. And you, like, it needs to hurt a little bit,
yes.
Right? Like, you need to know that, like, this is an investment that is important enough to like take it seriously.
Yeah.
And I found the same thing, like, you know, sometimes we'll do trades or, you know, have done some like free coaching in the past. And I don't actually think it's of service to the person that I'm working with.
Right.
Yeah.
100%.
What was I going to say? I lost my train of
thought. Oh, well, anyway, so then with the accountability that you have, so you've got different types of programs for everybody. So it's not like, you know, it has to be a major financial investment. I mean, so tell us a little bit about how you work with clients.
Yeah, I mean, my goal and one of my goals for 2023 is that I can open the door for more people to get this information, for more people to, for more women specifically. I just work with women. If you're local and you're, you know, we have Standpoint Strength and Conditioning, which is for everybody, but my Flourish right. Nutrition Coaching is local and remote as well. And I just work with women specifically over 40. I want to be able to reach more people. I want more people to be able to get the information and have access to the community. So we have like three levels of programming. VIP is like you get me one-on-one whenever you need me. Besides like Saturday through Sunday morning, like I'm on call. I will help you. We're going to meet weekly. Like it's a very high-touch program.
Awesome.
And some people just want that. Like that's what they need.
Yeah.
That's what they want. And then we have like a hybrid program, which this is my favorite program because it's a group. Some of these women have been in the program 12, 14 months. They're friends now. They're supporting each other.
Sure.
It's like so much bigger than just like me coaching. And but it's weekly accountability through group coaching calls. And then we have a call every 6 weeks. So it's a little bit, it's kind of a step down, but you're still getting kind of a lot of accountability. And then I'm just launching in January what we call Flourish in 45. We ran it this fall and we're running it for a second time in January. And this is basically a 6-week foundational course, which is going to have some accountability and support and a group element to it, but it's a shorter time frame. It's not meant to be your whole journey. So I'm not saying come reach your health goals in this is all 45 days. But what I want women to get out of it is to really understand, like, A, what works for fat loss over 40, B, what are the foundations for actually building and creating habits that last forever, and how do you get out of the diet spiral and into a lifestyle that supports, like, you want to thrive, right? Like, everybody's goals are the same. We want to keep up with our kids. We want to be the fun parent that can ski with our kids, pick our grandkids up off the ground.
Yep.
We want to have energy. We don't want to feel tired all the time. And, like, we want to feel good in our own skin and sexy in our clothes or whatever your goal is. You want to just, like, feel that level of confidence. You don't need to look the way you looked at 20, but you want to, like, not let it slide to the fact where you feel like you've lost yourself, right?
Exactly.
And so that's my goal, is to help them get back to that place. It's some of it is a, like, sometimes it's a weight goal. Sometimes it's more of just building habits. It's dependent on what you want to reach for, but you can reach either of those goals in our programs.
Yeah. And I love that. And that was one of the things when Kenny was on the show, is that I am so impressed at the diversity of age and fitness, an amount of weight that people need to gain or lose or what. I mean, it's really, you guys are very, for everybody. I mean, and I know that I have men that have said to me, like, I can't believe that you do that kind of program because that's so intense, and they're terrified of it. But then I see these, I think you had a client who's like 80 something in, and I was like, and he showed up like, I don't know how many times a week, but it was like, awesome. And you could see the improvement in how he moved and I'm sure how he felt. So, you know, I love that. It's not a, you know, you're not trying to make supermodels or, those bodybuilders out of everybody.
No, and like, I think there's a misconception that you have to be fit in order to try something like that. But our goal is to meet, whether you're coming into Flourish or coming into Sandpoint Strength and Conditioning, like, we want to meet you right where you're at.
Yes,
we want to understand where you're starting from and want to help you get better from there. And it is for everyone. Everybody's journey looks different, but as long as you, like, have a willing attitude, you want to learn, you're going to show up and be consistent, like, we can get you feeling so much better.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, and again, I think that the thing and my buy-in with especially what you guys are doing is because I really feel like if you feel good and you've got the fitness and the strength to, you know, do the things that have been on your list of things you want to do in your life forever, but you've either been too busy raising kids or you've been too busy working or whatever, that, and then all of a sudden you get this free time and you don't have the energy or the fitness or the stamina to do it. To me, that's heartbreaking because that's what I'm seeing when I see clients that have retired. They don't feel up to doing the things they have dreamed about their whole life. So I think that's why I am so wholly committed to this kind of three pillars of making it all work together. So, and I love that you guys welcome all levels to participate in that.
Well, like, the truth is, there's never a convenient time to start your journey.
No.
Like, we can make all the excuses in the world. We can say that we're going to do it when we have more time or more resources.
Absolutely.
Or whatever. But the truth is you got to learn how to do it now. Like, especially if you're kind of in that 40 to 50 range, you've got kids, you have to learn how to do it now. You don't have a choice because exactly what you said. Otherwise, what's going to happen is you're going to wake up, you're going to retire, and you're going to find yourself in a position that you're not happy with.
I know. And it's like you put off all these dreams for all these years and then all of a sudden you don't have what it takes to fulfill them. So I totally understand that and I appreciate that so much. Anyways, Jen, it has been such a pleasure to have you on the show. And really quickly, can you tell how someone would get in touch with you if they wanted to get coaching?
Yes. The best way to find me is two places. One, on Instagram, I'm at Flourish Nutrition Coaching, or I'm at flourishnutritioncoaching.com.
Great. Thank you. It's been such a pleasure. Happy New Year to everyone. That's our show for the day. Thank you so much for listening in, and be sure and join me next month. And in the meantime, remember, now is your life. Get out there and really live it.